Tributes have poured into Facebook mourning the loss of a white horsewoman. Sean LeBeau, also known to community members as Sean Lamb, was found two nights ago after a search by relatives, friends, community members, and officials. Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe law enforcement says Lamb was found deceased east of Timberlake late Tuesday evening. She had been missing since Saturday the 17th. There has been no official word on her cause of death. The Bureau of Land Management's rediscovery of massacre site renews calls for halt of a lithium mine project. According to oral tradition, Thacker Pass, an area nestled between the Double H and Montana Mountains in northern Nevada, was named Pihimuha or Rotten Moon by the Paiute people for its crescent shape and the 31 men, women, and children who were massacred there by government soldiers in 1865. Part of that history was recorded within the Bureau of Land Management's own historical records and more recently by land managers in July during a land survey. Wild rice, or manumen in Ojibwe, is sacred to indigenous people in the Great Lakes region because it's part of their creation story and because for centuries, even a handful made a difference between life and starvation during harsh winters. But climate change, invasive species, and pollution are threatening the plant, even as its cultivated sibling rises in popularity nationwide. Those threats make it crucial to teach young tribal members to harvest wild rice, respecting both the rituals and the environment. That's what the Leech Lake Tribal College was doing last week in north central Minnesota, taking students ricing for the first time on the vast waterway. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.